Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
As you know, there's been roiling debate statewide over Governor Patrick's plan to offer temporary shelter at military bases on Cape Cod and in Western Mass to as many as 1,000 children from Central America who came to the U.S. illegally. What you may not know is that nearly as many have quietly entered the state since January under a federal program that deals with unaccompanied children. The Federal Office of Refugee Resettlement says nearly 800 children have been placed with sponsors, usually members of their families who are here in the Bay State. Many have landed in places like New Bedford, where reporter Simone Rios picks up the story.
Cuando salimos de México,
10-year-old Erika is one of the new arrivals to New Bedford. A bright-eyed girl born in El Salvador, she and her older sister arrived in February after being detained at the U.S. border. Federal officials reunited the girls with their parents in New Bedford while they await their immigration hearings. Erika says, unlike some, the coyote, or human smuggler who carried them across the border, was good to them. Erika and her sister had gone nearly 7 years without seeing their mother, who works in a fish plant in this port city. The daughters are part of a tide of nearly 60,000 Central American children who have been apprehended crossing the border since October. Most of them have entered the federal Unaccompanied Alien Children program, where they can be reunited with families pending immigration proceedings. Isabel, Erika's 35-year-old mother, has asked that her last name not be used because of her immigration status. Her daughters were living in El Salvador with their grandmother. She worried about her daughters making the long and often dangerous journey to the U.S. border. Isabel said she heard stories about children being kidnapped and dying along the way. But when her own mother told her about the growing threats to the girls from Salvadoran gangs, she decided to send for them. Federal officials say nearly 800 children have been released to sponsors in Massachusetts. Most have entered the U.S. from three Central American countries, Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador, which have seen increasing gang and drug trafficking violence. Immigration issues run deep in New Bedford. In 2007, a factory was raided and hundreds of immigrant workers taken into custody, separated from their families. Now, 7 years later, it's difficult to confirm how many children have landed in New Bedford. School officials say 228 children from those countries have enrolled in public schools over the last 3 years. School Superintendent Pia Durkin says the furor over immigration politics has no place in the schoolroom.
We know public education is the great equalizer. We also know it is a zero-reject model. Children come into our doors from not only in August, September, November, May, and we accept and have a moral imperative to teach and to ensure that every child have access to equal opportunity to be a successful contributing citizen.
The district has hired more English language teachers, and more social workers are needed, Durkin says. The newcomers also face immigration proceedings, which is where attorney Irene Scharf comes in.
I can't say all, but actually I would. We win essentially all of our cases.
Scharf heads the Immigration Law Clinic at UMass Dartmouth Law School, which is providing legal counsel to unaccompanied minors. She says many of the new arrivals can qualify for special immigrant juvenile status by demonstrating parental neglect, abuse, or abandonment, possibly paving the way to green cards and citizenship. There's also the possibility of asylum, and victims of crimes like human trafficking may also qualify to stay. Those who don't could be deported, though all have the right to a hearing.
And we're all becoming border states now. I mean, Massachusetts is becoming a border state with a number of people who are coming here directly from the border.
Bristol County Sheriff Tom Hodgson has a federal contract to operate an immigration detention facility in Dartmouth. Still, he's a vocal critic of immigration policies. He recently visited the Texas-Mexico border to witness the ongoing immigrant surge.
The most profound experience would have been visiting the processing center and seeing so many kids in this processing center, 14, 15 of them in a cell, just sort of standing there looking out, some sleeping on the floor in the middle of the afternoon.
The future for many of these child immigrants is uncertain, including for those like Isabel and her daughters, who are trying to rebuild their lives here. Despite the risks of a dangerous journey or deportation, she believes they made the right decision. It takes a lot of work to get into this country, she says, but it's worth it. Once you're here, it's better to stay and settle down. It's no good to return. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simon Rios